I mean, it's national, but where is he sitting? Where is his radio station?
Dixie.
Okay. Mark. Hello.
Dixie.
It's Dixie. Hi.
How you doing?
Are you in Massachusetts?
Let me check. Yes, I am.
You're a national radio show and you're out of Massachusetts?
Yes.
I'm interested in this because I have a reason. What town in Massachusetts?
I'm in Stoughton, Massachusetts.
You know South Weymouth?
Yes, I used to live in South Weymouth.
My husband was brought up there, Hal Holbrook.
Isn't that amazing, huh?
Yeah, so I love you Massachusetts boys.
You know something, Dixie? I got to tell you. First of all, folks listening on PNP Network, we have Dixie Carter with us. You remember her, of course, as Julia on Designing Woman, and Randy, she played the Southern Drawl on Family Law. She's got a great movie out. I just watched it. It's amazing. I really, really love this movie. It's called Comfort and Joy. It is December 1st at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Lifetime. And it stars Nancy McKeon, who plays a very interesting character who undergoes an amazing change. It's really a great story.
Thank you for that good review, Mark.
Oh, no, it's really an excellent movie. I mean,
I think it's a charmer. I just think this movie's a charmer.
I like it a lot. And you play a story that changes all the time. You play a very consistent character. Your character's always the same.
Yes, my character's just horrible. She starts horrible and she ends horrible. And she stays horrible, and she's really fun to play.
Well, you play Nancy's mom,
yeah.
and your husband on the show is very interesting as well.
Paul Dooley. Oh, yeah. One of the great character actors, Paul Dooley.
Paul does a nice job as well. It's really a nice family picture to get together and watch, because it's kind of like A Wonderful Life or one of these annual Christmas movies. I can see this being watched every year.
I do, too. I think you're right.
I really like it a lot. And it must be, for you, a lot of fun to be participating in such a great show.
I'm so glad to hear you compare it to It's a Wonderful Life, which we all know, we all like to watch at some point during the Christmas season every year. This movie has the same kind of appeal, and I feel it does. It takes us over into fantasy land just a little bit, and it reminds us that money and position and high-powered career are not the only goals.
Mm. But it's interesting, though, in a world that we live in, where most families have two breadwinners, and there are many single women out there who work really hard kind of ignore the rest of their lives, this movie really hits it dead on.
I'm so happy to hear you say that. I think so. Yeah, Nancy McKeon plays a young woman who is almost frantically pursuing a career, and she's achieving it. And then she runs her car head on into a tree, and now I haven't seen the movie, Mark. I'm, participated in it, but I haven't seen the finished movie. But the fantasy that develops from that as to a parallel life and other possibilities for the way that she might live her life.
Well, what happens is
sweet.
Yeah, what happens is in the movie that she loses 10 years of her memory. And she goes from one day being single,
right,
and then 10 years later she's married with two kids, and
right,
and her parents, who had been divorced, are now
right
back together. The things have changed in her life completely, and of course the story is about her learning to either cling to the old Jane or to revel in the new Jane, and it's a fascinating movie. I love this movie. And you are excellent in it. By the way, you look great.
Well, thank you.
You haven't changed a bit at all. In fact, maybe you look even better. You look great.
Well, Mark, thank you.
But you're still, I think people might underestimate your acting ability. I mean, you've been in sitcoms and things like that, but you did a real nice acting job in this, as you've done in some of your more recent stuff I've seen you in.
Yeah,
you look great, and you're doing a great job. And I understand that you're married to Hal Holbrook, one of the great American actors.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he's the man who brought Mark Twain to life for many of us.
Yes, he's still Mark. He's in his 50th year performing Mark Twain.
Isn't that amazing? And I guess you have two daughters that are Harvard
My
graduates.
Husband, I must just tell you, by the by, the National Endowment for the Humanities just awarded him the National Medal, which he was presented by the President in the Oval Office last week.
Wow.
For his contribution to the literature and history of the culture of the United States of America. So,
and talking about the President, you're also on the President's Committee for the Arts and Humanities, right?
I am on the President's Council for... No, they switched me from Arts and Humanities to... I'm now on the President's Council for Service and Civic Participation.
Well, you're still serving the country, which is kind of nice.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, you have two daughters that graduated from Harvard. Are they both in showbiz as well?
One daughter has married just this June and is now living in New York and working for the newspaper there, the New York Observer. You can read her column this week. It's called The Four Corners, and it's a bi-monthly column. My other daughter, Jenna Carter, lives in Los Angeles, so I get to see quite a lot of her. I saw her yesterday for lunch.
Is she pursuing a showbiz career?
She's writing plays and acting in them. She's an actress and a playwright.
Mm. Interesting,
I'm
isn't
so
it?
I'm so proud of my girls.
Yeah, well, you know,
so
sometimes...
So proud of my girls. They never took a drug. They never ran around with a bad boy. They didn't... They're just the most divine individuals.
Mm.
That's the thing that matters the most to me in my whole life, or my children.
You've done so many things. I mean, you know, some folks might not know, but you also put out some fitness videos because you're in great shape. You wrote a book, Trying to Get to Heaven.
Two yoga videos for Universal Pictures, and my book for Simon & Schuster is in hardcover and softcover.
And you even have a CD out.
Yeah.
That you released, like, it was 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot of things. Now, what else is on the plate of Dixie Carter? What's coming up?
I'm writing a book, a second book now. I don't want to talk too much about it, but... there's that, and then, of course, you know, Mark, I'm always hoping that another great television series is going to materialize, and there's talk, so by February, maybe I'll know something, but I'm too superstitious to talk about it now.
Mm, I see. You know, something. You could take the characters from this movie and make a TV series out of them. You and the
what
husband on that.
What a good idea.
That would be an interesting series.
What a good idea.
Yeah. Now, Nancy, I love Nancy. We had her on the show a few years ago when she was promoting a show on hers, CBS. And ever since I saw her on Facts of Life, I love that. She's a great actress.
She's a darling.
It's a really good movie. It's called Comfort and Joy, and it plays December 1st. It'll be on after that as well, but December 1st is the premiere.
It's on twice December the 1st, back to back.
Okay, well, start at 8 o'clock.
9 o'clock Central, and... on the coast, on the two coastlines, it'll be 8 and 10 o'clock.
So 8 and 10 o'clock, you can watch it both times. In fact,
and then it's again on the 5th of December, the 14th of December, and Christmas Day.
Great. It's called Comfort and Joy. It's on Lifetime, and it's an original movie. It's a really good film. I can tell you, folks, you know I don't recommend too many films out there, but this is one I recommend. You sit down with the family and watch it, and it's a wonderful movie.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for that recommendation.
And Dixie, it's a pleasure for me to get to talk to you.
You are very, very kind and generous, and I appreciate talking to you.
Okay, you take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.